It's Brody. I butchered the rhyming, but that was the idea. One thing I think this deal with Brody shows is that the players are buying into the organization. They believe in the process the Flames are going through and want to be a part of the rebuild. Great deal, and nice to see players are wanting to commit to Calgary. This one says, Pat, not that I'm looking forward to it if the time comes, but the five-year term as opposed to eight also makes it more attractive should a trade be desired down the line. It protects the player and the team, in my opinion. And finally, Pat, I think it's a good deal, but if Brody's making $4 million, how is Glenn Cross making 2.5? I just think you won't know till the end of the year how this contract will work out. Don't get ahead of yourself. That's coming from the devil's advocate. I think it is a great signing. Josh, who do we have on the line right now?
We have the general manager of the Calgary Flames, Brad Treliving, joining us right now. Brad, how are you today?
I'm doing good, gents. How are you making out?
Excellent. Pat, you're on the roll, so I'll let you ask the first question.
Well, hey, Brad, I just your overall thoughts on what you got done today and how happy the organization is.
Well, obviously, guys, we're excited. You know, this is something that we've kind of been looking at this and working on it for the last, I'd say probably last couple of weeks. And to be able to get TJ done with the term that we got it done at and the number that we got it done at, I think it's a really good deal for TJ, and I think it's going to be an excellent deal here for our organization. And, the way the game, we see the games and the way this market is moving for players such as TJ, mobile, young defensemen, you look at him playing in all situations, although a very small, short sample size at the start of the year, he's had a tremendous start. So we're excited to get it done and have TJ locked up.
It's funny because a lot of people are talking about the great value and the cap hit that you end up getting him at. And I know you're probably not going to be tooting your horn too much, but do you feel like $4.65 million, a real flexible number for the next 5 years for your team?
Yeah, I think, like, Pat, in any contract, you're looking at it, and you know, part of this is not only what that represents now in terms of the number and obviously the player and whatnot, but, you know, anytime you're looking at something with some term that this has in terms of 5 years, projecting where this player is going to go and ultimately where the market's going to go. And I think, as I said earlier today, TJ's still a young player. I still think there's you know, in a lot of ways, he's still scratching the surface of what he potentially could be. You're talking about a 24-year-old defenseman, and it's next to the goaltender position. It's maybe the most difficult position to play. And I think you're just seeing the confidence that this player is getting. It almost grows daily. So as we project out where TJ is going to be a year, two, 3 years down the road, obviously, we think there's going to be great value in here, in this contract. That being said, I think it's also a very good contract for a player, for the player. And, you know, this is a difficult game and things can change quickly. And I think, you know, obviously when he looked at this and the security it provides for him and his family as he moves forward, like I said, I think it's a win for both sides. And ultimately, when you're doing a contract, when you both can come back and say, you know what, this works for both sides, that's ultimately what you're trying to do. But, from our standpoint, as we move forward, TJ is the other part of this is we're, as we develop our organization here, you're looking to a big part of what I was trying to do is identify those core players. I think it's important as you build a team, you have to identify the core players of your team. Once you do that, you're hoping and trying to get them locked in with some term moving forward, and I'm comfortable and confident that we've done that today.
Hey, the contract gets signed like mid-October, early on in the season, so it seems like it wasn't really all that much of a contentious negotiation at all. How easy was this process?
Well, easy's not the word I'd ever use in negotiations. It was a professional negotiation. I think both sides, as we talked in the outset, was, you know, let's really dig into this and see if we can get something done. It's always, guys, my experience is it's a delicate situation when you're talking about doing negotiations during season. I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but I also feel that you need a finite timeline because, this is a young player, and all players, regardless of the age, that, you know, he knows that the process is going on, and you know, there's a lot going on. This game is hard enough to play when you're just focused on that, but when you've, you know, you're dealing with a negotiation that's going on at the same time, you want to try to move through it as quickly as you possibly can, but also quickly can't be confused with recklessly. So I think both sides, you know, we had an understanding that we're going to try to see if we could get to something that worked for both of us quickly. If not, then we would table it and wait. But, you know, we feel comfortable, and I know TJ and his camp feels comfortable that we arrived at a number that works for both sides, and it's a good day for us.
Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brad, I'm not trying to second guess. I'm just curious why the new CBA allows for 8 years. Why not? Why five? Why not the maximum in this case?
Well, it's always a balance of, you know, term and obviously the dollar that goes with it. We looked at a couple of different scenarios. You know, not all contracts are the same, and when you break them down, when you look at TJ's contract here, it included 3 years of UFA, mm-hmm. 3 UFA years, and I think, Rob, a lot of it, we're in a transition market. If you look at it, and you look at some of the, you know, even a year or two ago, those signings, although they seem fairly recent, they can get outdated fairly quickly, and you're trying to project what that marketplace is going to look like, not only now, but 2, 3, and 4 years down the road. So we looked at, you know, different terms, and this is the one that just fit for both sides, that we felt comfortable. You know, we're hopeful that TJ is going to be here longer and than the term of this contract, and we'll address that at that time. But, you know, it for both sides of us, when we looked at it, this is the number that fit with the term and which we felt all comfortable signing off on.
Is TJ a difficult defenseman to kind of fit in when it comes to things like comparables? Because, you know, this season aside, he's never really put up big offensive numbers yet. I don't think anybody can deny the minutes and the types of players that he's gone up against in the past. Is he a little bit difficult to quantify as you look around the league?
Yeah, it's a good point, Rob. I mean, you know, not to bore everybody with, you know, the contract process, negotiation process, but when you're talking about, you know, the term and it encompassing restricted years, and in this case with TJ, it encompassed 2 years that gives him our arbitration eligibility. So as you're pining through these terms, you're also looking at what an arbitration case would look like. Hmm. And you know, in TJ's case, he's got significant numbers in what would be good arbitration, in a good arbitration position. He's a high minute player, and I don't see, you know, he's coming off 24 plus minutes a year ago. I don't see that number going down anytime soon in terms of his numbers.
Sure.
You know, he's 30 plus points, which is it's a good point total for a defenseman. You look at, you know, and then you project out where he's going to play. I think he's going to be you know, we've seen at the early part of the season, there's been some nights he's been north of 27 minutes. He plays on your power play. He's put in those positions where, you know, from an arbitration standpoint, quite frankly, he's going to have a very good case. And so you're looking around at the marketplace, but you're also, and you're taking obviously that into consideration in terms of the comparable figures, but you also have to plan realistically where that season could end up from a minute standpoint, from a point standpoint, and then projecting out, like I said, to UFA numbers. And we all know, you know, when you get into a unrestricted class of a player, when you're reach unrestricted free agency, that's a different marketplace. And those numbers, you know, quite frankly, when you look at TJ 2 years from now becoming an unrestricted free agent at the ripe old age of 27,
yeah,
and you also look at, as of today, what that marketplace would look like in terms of the other players that are out there, needless to say, I think you know, the numbers there and what we were able to get in terms of the AAV here, I think it's a very good value deal for us.
Brad, you mentioned it with the media earlier today and even in this conversation that you still feel the sky is the limit for this young man. Where are the areas? I mean, the points, obviously, everybody looks to points and go, well, you can always increase. But I'm curious from a hockey operation standpoint and from, you know, a management standpoint, what other areas do you see the development for TJ?
I think, I think his offensive game, he's just got God-given offensive instincts. You see, when he knows when to pick spots to join the rush, you know, he's got that skill set in terms of those legs that, you know, you just can't teach that. This guy is an elite skater. I look at the areas now where he's taken his game really starting this season and where we see going forward in terms of his ability to defend against top lines. That's, I mean, the minutes that TJ is playing is heavy minutes. These are against top lines. We're asking him to defend. We're asking him to produce, you know, sort of the first over the boards on both specialty teams. But I think overall, he's just, right now, even talking with him, he's a player who's just realizing how good he can be, you know, he's now taking that responsibility, not only just in terms of his game, but really taking a leadership role and being responsible or having a responsibility for wins and losses. You know, that's just a significant step forward with a player. You know, his personality, I've gotten to know TJ a little bit now. Those people like yourselves that are around our team, we know he's a quiet, sort of reserved person, but people shouldn't confuse that for a player who's not competitive. This is a real competitive player. He wants to win. He wants to win here. And I just see as that confidence grows, as he starts to understand that he can be a very, very good player in this league, hey, we all know what confidence can do for a player, and I think we've seen that to start this year. It's really, you know, I saw this player right from day one of training camp, and it looked like he jumped in here and said, you know what, I think I can be a real good player in this league, and his play has shown that. So, like I said, we're excited to get it done and know that we've got him under lock and key here for the next 5 years.
Brad, it's funny, I keep asking you to kind of pat yourself on the back and talk about yourself, but you take a look at even next year when Brody's contract kicks in, your top pairing of Brody and Giordano at under $9 million on the two cap hits. Like, have you thought about the value that you're getting there with those two guys together?
Well, I think that they're, you know, I guess I'm maybe being a little bit biased, but I put that tandem up against any in the league right now in terms of a tandem, you know, and what they mean to our team. That's the other part of these guys are, they're driving our team on most nights right now. But you're always looking at, you know, as you move forward here, you know, trying to create value. And I think that's something we have to be very conscious of. I think, you know, I know I've asked some questions over the summer of where we sit in terms of our cap numbers here right now. There is, as we continue to move forward, you know, these are types of players that we project, like TJ moving from the number he's currently at to what he will go forward, that you want to make sure you create and you have that flexibility to do these things. But listen, I'm big fans of both those players. I do think it's good value. They're good players. They're going to be cornerstones for our team moving forward.
How do they, from what you've witnessed, play off one another, make each other better, and really turn themselves into that top end tandem?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't know, you know, it's sometimes, you know, you talk about, you know, certain lines that just, you know, there's a chemistry and, they have it, you know, just subtle little things that they do defending. You see how, you know, just even how we break out of our zone, they feed off each other. First of all, they're both really good players. They both skate very well. They both think the game very well. They're both competitive players. And then when you add in there just the chemistry, and obviously they played together last year, but sometimes it clicks for certain pairings and lines and whatnot. Sometimes it doesn't. But they just, I think their games complement each other. Obviously, I think, you know, Gio is I think a lot of guys can play with Gio, and he's such a strong guy on both ends of the ice. And then you look at where TJ's game is growing. I just think they complement each other so well. And there's that unknowing, you know, we sometimes don't know why it happens, but certain players have chemistry with each other. And you see it here most nights with us, that they read off each other. And I don't necessarily have all the answers for it, but I just hope it continues for for a long time.
Well, and final one for me, and that's kind of about your captain. And I know that we're a number of months away from him even being eligible to start talking about an extension. But so I won't ask you about that because it's kind of tough. But I'm curious as to how that negotiation might go, or kind of similar to the Brody question, how that might be difficult to quantify. It's because he'll be 32, 33 years of age, but he's so important to the team. Like, do you kind of take into account other things than just the counting numbers when talking about an extension for Giordano?
Well, you're right. We can't talk about that. We're prohibited from talking about that because of the rules. But, generally, in all contracts, you do take a big picture view of not only the player, but, you know, how he fits in your organization and what the meaning of that player is, how he impacts other players. And listen, everybody knows Mark's importance to this team. He's our captain. He's our leader, and he drives the bus for us. So, we're excited to have him, obviously. And at a certain point in time, that will be something we have to address and look at. But it's no different than any other player. You just you sit down and you map out a strategy, and ultimately, you try to find common ground. And we were fortunate enough to do that with TJ today, and as we move forward for future contracts, that's the plan: is where does this particular player fit, where do we see him projecting, where does he fit with our group now and beyond, and try to find common ground with him to get something that works for both sides.
Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Just two quick ones from me, Brad. First of all, a general thought on a 4-2 road trip.
Well, first of all, coming back, I think, when we set out of here, seems like a month ago,
yeah.
But, we probably would have taken, if somebody would have said we would have taken 4-2. But I think, you have to look at all parts of it. We'll take the points and put them in the bag and move on. But I think there were some good parts. Obviously, after the first period last night, I thought our game was strong. Generally, I think the positive things is we've had tremendous goaltending, from both guys. And guys, you've been around the game long enough, you can critique a lot of this, but if you don't have somebody or a couple of guys making saves on a regular basis, it's real difficult to win in this league. And, we've gotten excellent goaltending from both Kari and Jonas, which has, to me, given us a foundation to some footing. There's areas that we need to improve in. I think we've had some slow starts. We've gone into some very, very difficult buildings. So, yes, we'll take the points, and yes, we'll take the 4-2 trip, but let's not confuse that with areas that need to get better. There's parts of our game that need to be better. I think we're generating a lot, which is great from our blue line, but we need to generate more from up front. So we're probably not unlike a lot of teams. We'll take the road trip record, but there's lots of areas that we need to improve on now that we're coming home for a little bit of time.
Any updates on your injured guys?
You know what, Rob? I don't.
Okay, no problem.
Everybody's progressing. I talked, yeah. Obviously, we had TJ stuff this morning. Talked with the trainers. The good news is nobody's taking a step back. We should have a little bit better sense of where people are here this afternoon. But hopefully, touch wood, we're all moving in the right direction here.
Always appreciate the time, Brad. I know we kept you a little bit longer than we should have, but it's, I think, a big day for a lot of fans. Very excited about having TJ Brody in the fold, and I know you are as well. So thanks for giving us the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, as TJ Brody locked up for the next 5 years. Well, I guess six, Pat, because this one's still...
Yep.
Kind of new or young season, so he's not going anywhere.
So basically, he'll be 30 when the contract expires, because it'll kick in when he's 25. He turns 25 in June of 2015, so he'll be 30 when the contract expires, so would be eligible for a new extension at the age of 29. And that's why I wonder if maybe, and Brad made mention of this a couple of times, if maybe it works for both sides. The Flames get him for 5 years, so it's a long enough term. And sure, I think had the option been there, mm-hmm. there would have been plenty of reasons for them to go 8 years, right, and go to the max. But maybe the Brody camp said, look, we don't want to go eight. We want to still have that option of being the one big payday in unrestricted free agency, and he still gets this if that's an option he wanted to go down.
He earns that.
Exactly.
Right?
He absolutely
earns that. Let's take a break. We'll reset, come back around the corner. But the big news in Calgary, TJ Brody ain't going nowhere. Or if you like, TJ Brody isn't going anywhere. That's coming up next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960. Talking sports all the time. No radio? No problem. Download the Rogers Radio app and never be without Sportsnet 960 again. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary's team.
Verify ready to go for
Canada's team. Ignition. Sportsnet 960 The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Loubardius.
Back home in the Dome for your Calgary Flames on Tuesday. Shades of 2004? Maybe not, but the Tampa Bay Lightning pay their only visit to Calgary this year. Pat has the pregame show at 6. Play-by-play Flames in Tampa goes at 7.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by the Alberta Ford Dealers and Calgary Lock and Safe. The Big Show brought to you by the Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old office Christmas party? Liven things up and book your holiday event at the Comedy Cave.
Over the years, Mugshot Sports Bar and Grill has noticed many different types of customers. There's the sweet and sour saucy devourer, wearing the love of wings all over their face, or the salt and pepper nibbler, savoring each grain of flavor one teensy bite at a time. Or the team of heat seekers, sweating out the tolerance title. Or the guy who comes in for all the other delicious items like appetizers, sandwiches, burgers, and more. Everyone loves the original award-winning gourmet wings at Mugshot Sports Bar and Grill, corner of Blackfoot Trail and Ogden Road.
I'm Ron McLean, inviting you to join us for Rogers Hometown Hockey. Our national tour sets up in 25 communities across Canada. Outdoor weekend festivals packed with hockey activities and celebration. Then we host a national show live from the community for a new Sunday night NHL game on City. Rogers Hometown Hockey. Hear the stories. Feel the passion. Celebrate the game. Go to hometownhockey.com for more details.
A recent patient on how sedation and dentistry at Arbor Lake Dental Care worked for her.
I was so happy that I started crying when I looked in the mirror when I got the original. My grandma started crying too. I wish I would have took a before and after, because I can't even remember how bad it was. I just know it was bad, and now I can't stop looking at it.
Arbor Lake Dental Care is a general practice with Dr. Michael Letich and Drs. Chris Dawn and Ian Miller. Call 547-2938 or visit arborlakedental.com.
Individual results may vary.
And this is our new kitchen.
So you do have company after all.
Well, not exactly. This is Charlene, our personal home sales coordinator from Reed Built Homes, a big part of our home. We kept her too.
At Reed Built Homes, your personal home coordinator will help schedule appointments, keep you up to date, and walk you through selections and approval stages.
Just one more reason I should have built with Reed Built.
Reed Built Homes. Redefining affordable luxury. ReedBuiltHomes.com.
You can stop banging your head now.
The Air Miles Reward Program has landed at Sobeys Liquor Stores.
What's on sale this week?
Listen to Betty.
Save $6 on Sky Vodka. This week, just $20.99. Plus, earn 8 Air Miles with purchase. Save $13 on a 24-pack of Budweiser or Bud Light, just $35.99. Save $3.50 on Jackson Triggs, Proprietor Selection, Selected Varieties, just $6.99. And every day, save 10% when you buy 6 or more wines. See in store for details.
Only at Sobeys Liquor Stores.
Find the performance that fits your lifestyle at the BMW Ultimate Performance Event.
With exceptional rates from just 0.9% and model year end credits up to $2,500 on remaining 2014 models.
Your toughest decision will be choosing which one.
Take advantage of the remaining selection and our best offers yet on 2014 BMW 3, 4, and 5 Series.
So hurry in. The Ultimate Performance Event ends November 2nd.
Visit your BMW retailer today for details.
This October, Country Hills Toyota is 10 years old. Hey, everyone, it's Farley here. And to celebrate the Big Ten, you're getting 10,000 Aeroplan points, plus 10 years of free oil changes, plus 10 months of deferred payments, or 10% off your entire new car purchase. And between Toyota's Happy 50 event and our 10th birthday, there's also up to $10,000 off on selected models. You get all this, and all we got was a new website. Country Hills Toyota, and always online at chtoyota.com. Yes!
From coast to coast, thousands of Canadians are playing Spinbrella, the exciting new game from iTravel 2000. Book a Sunwing or signature winter vacation and spin to win. Great prizes like travel vouchers, Samsung tablets, free trips, and even a $25,000 dream vacation. Every spinner's a winner when you play
Spinbrella.
Wednesday on FX Canada. The Freak Show begins when American Horror Story welcomes you to the greatest show on earth. A bearded lady and a twisted clown killer joins Jessica Lange as the ringleader of a grotesque and bizarre freak show. It's your darkest nightmares under the big top. American Horror Story Freak Show. Wednesday at 8 on FX Canada. Call your TV service provider to order.
Shank's Sports Grill is more than just big screens and big games. Shank's is your everyday gathering place for great times. Whether it's a company team-building event or a personal occasion, Shank's expert event planners will take care of all the details from start to finish. All you have to do is set the date, arrive with your coworkers or friends, and bring your enthusiasm for fun. Book your event today. Shank's North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace, and Shank's South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
Pick and Pull here. Suppose you're in school or have kids in school. What do you need most?
Brains.
Cash.
Cash.
Maybe there's a holiday coming up. The perfect gift is?
Underwear.
Cash.
Cash.
And where can you get cash?
Cash for junk cars.
Correct. Call 800-260-JUNK and get cash for your junk car.
Doesn't even have to be running.
So if you need cash for school, for presents.
For pants.
If you need cash for pants, call 800-260-JUNK and get cash for your junk car from Pick and Pull, the best place to buy used auto parts at super low prices.
800-260-JUNK.
My dearest Fountain Tire, I really love your owner's event. I saved $150! Exclamation point. With the money I saved, I was finally able to restore my antique typewriter.
Buy a set of four selected Goodyear tires and save up to $150. What'll you do with yours?
Only problem is, I can't find the send button.
Save up to $150 at Fountain Tire. Hurry, offer ends soon.
Or the spell cheek. Spell check. Check.
Sports is really important to you. It's all we do all the time. Proud to serve the best fans in Canada. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
A lot more to this player, you know, his game as he continues to mature and, you know, the sky's the limit here.
Calgary, the boys on the big show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Tell you what, you're not going to have too many days like TJ Brody's having today. A new five-year deal to stay with the Calgary Flames. It's going to pay him on average $4.65 million. But you open up the NHL statistics and you look at the league leaders for scoring amongst defensemen, and the first name you read is TJ Brody, albeit they're tied with two other fellas, but TJ Brody, who is on a personal best six-game point streak, is tied for the league lead in defenseman scoring. He's got a new contract. Pat, it's a great story. It's a good story. I'm really happy for Flames fans because these are the types of days that you enjoy. He wasn't going anywhere. I don't think that was ever in doubt. I'm like you. I don't really think there's a big message here. I'm not sure this sends shockwaves. I'm not sure this attracts the next,
right,
you know, player. He wasn't going anywhere. They controlled his right. You knew he was staying. But it was a question that you, sir, have been asking almost from day one. One of your big questions of the season coming in when you did the Great Expectations show, one of the questions was, what about the future of TJ Brody? Here we are, not even out of the first month of the National Hockey League season. And we have the answer to that. We know where he's going to be for the next 5 years. But that clip we just played of Brad Treliving coming in, do you believe there's, you know, more upside? Do you believe the sky's the limit for this man?
Oh, absolutely. I think there are so many more rungs of the ladder for him to climb, and they're not rungs that are so far away that he'll never get to. All I know is that since TJ Brody kind of burst onto the scene in the fall of 2010,
yep,
all he's done is grow exponentially. And from season to season, the jumps that he makes, they're not little jumps. They're not ones that only the keenest of hockey eyes can see. They're ones that everyone can see, and they're big ones. And he's 24 years old. Rob, usually guys don't really get to where they are as a defenseman until 25 or 26. And, you know, those prime years where you're kind of at the peak of your professional hockey career and the peak of what you're going to be, he's still 3-4 years away from that. So I think absolutely the sky is the limit for Brody, and I think there's still numerous heights that he can still attain being so young and already having accomplished so much.
I think the red herring in this might be points, though. I think there's a tendency to get caught up when you hear, oh, the sky is the limit. Oh, you mean he could be a point-a-game guy? Are we talking about a defenseman that gets 80 points, 20 goals? I don't think it's that, Pat. I think he's going to... I think he has a couple more years of kind of resetting the bar, as it were, offensively. I mean, Mark Giordano's in his 30s, and offensively, he reset the bar. He set it a little higher for himself. I don't think a point a game, which is where he is at right now, is sustainable. I just don't. But where I think the sky's the limit for him is, I think this kid can wear a letter. And I know he's not demonstrative, and I know he's not one of those guys that, is front and center in the media, not somebody that we would pin that necessarily on. But I think what Brad Treliving said is absolutely true. I think, you know, he has a voice in that room. I think he's tootling under one of the great leaders. Now, I'm not saying he's necessarily the heir apparent captain, but I think, like a Chris Russell, I'm not sure a year ago you and I sat here going, when are they going to give Chris Russell an A?
Yeah.
But now you go, makes sense. He deserves it. I think you have that component to it. I think he's got to have his fingerprints on this team moving forward like Giordano does.
And I think he does. And then no question he does now
he
with
will.
His contract.
Yeah.
But I think I think he does. And I think that he's a guy that you mentioned the word demonstrative. Even if he's not the most gregarious guy or the loudest voice in that locker room, I think he's pretty loud in the way he goes about his business. Because the guy has to be a pretty tireless worker when you think about it. To take the steps that he's taken, you don't just do that naturally. You don't, like, part of it is natural talent. Don't get me wrong. We just don't, like, hey, throw my stick on the ice, pick it up, and here we go. Oh, I'm getting better. No, you have to put a lot of work into doing what he's doing. Off the ice, he's gotten bigger. He's a much less slight player now than he was. And the video work, and I think he's had to put a ton of work into this.
When did he arrive for you? Because I know exactly when TJ Brody arrived for me.
When he arrived for me, when it was no longer a question of is TJ Brody going to be a good NHLer for the rest of his career, was last season when Mark Giordano went down. When he was injured last year and Brody was the guy, I was like, that's it. Because Brody played as well without Gio as he did with Gio. And that was kind of the one remaining test for me was, okay, well, now you're taking this guy away and now you're taking the best player on the team away from your flank. What's going to happen? He excelled still. And that was like, no more questions about what TJ Brody is.
I remember his second go around at rookie camp, just talking to him. Okay, you you got your first camp. What did you learn? And he said something to me that a couple years later would become very prophetic in the sense that I'm never going to be the biggest guy. I've got to learn how to use my reach. I've got to learn how to use my size, and I've got to be smarter to take pucks away. And it was two seasons ago in a game in which Calgary lost in San Jose, and you probably remember it. Sharks, a couple seasons ago. I think it was a 6-3 final, but Brent Burns got in behind everybody, and TJ Brody came underneath, lifted the stick, took the puck away from a much superior-sized opponent. And at that point, I'm going, okay, he can defend against anybody, right? He doesn't need to knock guys over. He can take pucks. And now you watch him. There's nobody that overwhelms him physically. He's just not that guy. He's not going to engage you that way. You have to be a little more cerebral when you attack TJ Brody. He's not the perfect defenseman. I don't think anybody should portray it that way. But for me, we're never sitting here going, well, if he was only, you know, Johnny Goodrow's always going to be if he was only a foot taller. Paul Byron, if he was only a foot tall. You don't say that about T.J. Brody. T.J. Brody's size never comes into question.
Well, because he plays that way. He doesn't play the type of, oh, I'm going to shut down and intimidate you that way.
No.
He plays an extremely sound positional game, and he skates like the wind. Like right now, T.J. Brody, probably the best skater on the team. I think that he does things that most defensemen aren't able to do. I think he does things that Chris Russell isn't able to do, and Russell skates a great...
He's in that same category as Bomeister.
I think he is. I think he's in... And when you... And I know that a lot of people who maybe aren't Flames fans are like, easy Flames guy, but when you compare him to a guy like Scott Niedermayer or a guy like Duncan Keith, I think those are fair comparisons in some ways, in the way he skates and the way he's very difficult to forecheck, because you don't know what he's going to do when he has that puck come. Yeah. He makes a great first pass, but he's got the ability to turn on the jets and get away from you. I don't think that his offensive numbers will ever be where Keith's have been or where Niedermeyer's were. I don't think that we're talking about a surefire Hall of Fame career like Niedermeyer, but I think the way he skates and the way he's able to elude things like that, I don't think they're completely ridiculous comparisons. And that's a credit to Brody, that you can make a comparison in some ways to an all-time great like Niedermayer or one of the best in the game right now like Duncan Keith, and you don't just say, that's ridiculous, because it's not ridiculous.
T.J. Brody will join us at the top of the hour. We'll hear from the man who just signed the new contract with the Calgary Flames. Still lots to do this afternoon. Coming up at 4:25, Shai Davidi from Sportsnet will preview the World Series, which actually it seems like forever, but we'll finally get going tomorrow with Kansas City hosting the San Francisco Giants. Calgary back in action tomorrow night. They'll host the Tampa Bay Lightning. No Jonathan Drouin up in Edmonton today, so Drouin could make his NHL debut in Calgary tomorrow, which means you probably want to get some tickets. Best way to do it, SportCheck Zone. Catch all of the action at Flames games live from the stands without breaking the bank. Tickets are available at Calgary SportCheck stores for only $30. Fan club members can win a pair of tickets to see the Flames from the SportCheck Zone. Visit sportsnet.ca/960 to enter. We'll take a break when we come back. Calgary coming off a 4-2 road trip. World beaters. If you look in the NHL statistics, nobody has more road wins than the Calgary Flames. They may never lose. No, we won't go down that path. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Unlock your creative vision with the Canon EOS 6D DSLR from Memory Express. This powerful professional camera comes with high-quality design features like a full-frame 20.2 megapixel CMOS sensor and a Digic 5 Plus processor to make taking crisp, perfectly lit pictures and movies easy. Plus, the Canon EOS 6D's built-in Wi-Fi transfers directly. Get your Canon EOS 6D today at 3 Calgary locations or memoryexpress.com.
Memory Express.
Alberta's fast-growing economy needs power. In fact, over the next 10 years, Alberta will need $10 to $15 billion invested in new power generation. It's a tall order, but TransAlta has been building the power you need since 1911. You can count on our people to help ensure a secure, reliable power supply for the decades ahead. Learn how TransAlta is leading the way forward at poweron.transalta.ca.
Ford invited Canadians to test drive an F-150 on a track designed to show what it could really do, to see if they'd swap their ride for a Ford.
A lot of space in the F-150. I really like that.
F-150, fuel economy, and performance, it's a win-win.
F-150 can haul a lot of stuff.
I am so ready to swap my ride.
Lease the F-150 XLT Super Coupe 4x4 for $299 a month for 24 months at 0.99 with $25.75 down. That's equal to just $138 bi-weekly. Visit Ford.ca for details.
Neighbors Drilling Canada reminds us that work sites don't have to be dangerous. Young, inexperienced workers are at the highest risk of injury during their first 6 months on the job. By following safety precautions such as wearing proper attire, watching for danger areas, and paying attention to the task at hand, workers can help reduce the number of needless accidents that occur on job sites each year. A message for International Day of Mourning for Neighbors Drilling Canada and its divisions, where job safety is fundamental in achieving success.
There's a drive that defines people on the prairies. No matter what the challenge, we don't back down, and we always come out stronger than we went in. Toyota's proud to be a part of this spirit, because after 50 years in the prairies, we've come a long way too. And while, yeah, it's great to look back at where we've come from, it's where we're headed that really gets us going. Where will your road take you? Get a head start with up to $7,500 off select 2014s at your Prairie Toyota dealer.
At Foothill Systems, we're not just a store selling shelving and racking. We solve storage problems. We pay attention to details like the sizes, shapes, and the weight of your stuff. We ask the right questions and plan according to you, so you can say,
"Wow, this made a difference to my business."
And we don't charge more. We just do more. So when storage at your business becomes a problem, solve it with Foothill Systems. Visit foothillsystems.ca. That's foothillsystems.ca.
Foothill Systems. Innovations for your space.
Time for the Bodog Line of the Day. Brought to you by Bodog at Bodog.net.
The Bodog Line of the Day is on the gridiron with Houston and Pittsburgh. What is the opening spread of the game? It's Pittsburgh -3.5. Houston must hate being away from home. They've lost 9 of their last 10 road games. What's the matter, Houston? Do you miss your mommy, huh? Do you miss your nice, sweet little mommy?
I miss my mommy. I want my mommy, and that's a Bodog Line of the Day.
Bodog.net, your trusted source for sports odds and free poker. Join Bodog today.
Want to make a real difference? Now you can. Just one person having heart surgery will need 5 blood donors, and 8 blood donors are needed to help someone being treated for leukemia every week. It takes a lot of people to save a life. Please be one of them. Give blood with your friends, family, coworkers. Book an appointment today. Visit blood.ca or call 1-888-2-DONATE. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
To make an appointment to give blood at the 737 13th Avenue Southwest Blood Donor Clinic, call 1-888-2-DONATE.
Jonathan Carroll from TravelNationCanada.com. What separates us from other travel companies? One thing, our service to you as a customer. Whether you're looking for a flight, cruise, car rental, or a vacation, we're dedicated to giving you the best service and deals. Call or visit us at...
Call 1-844-5NATION, 1-844-5NATION, TravelNationCanada.com. You gotta see this world.
Winter in Calgary can be tough on your truck. Whether you're loading it up with skis or making it work in the cold, be ready for whatever winter throws your way with Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X forms a tough, thick coating that bonds to your truck bed, guarding against scrapes, sealing out moisture, and is guaranteed for the life of your truck. If it's not Line-X, it's not tough enough for your truck. Line-X, with 2 locations in Calgary. See Line-X.ca.
Hello, it's me, your loving family vehicle. I was thinking, the next time you do a little shopping, I could have my tires done at Mr. Lube in Walmart. It's just so convenient having tires purchased, installed, and balanced as you shop. Doesn't that sound easy? One simple, easy treat for me for all I do for you. Everyone wins. Isn't that nice?
Buy new tires and have them installed as you shop only at Mr. Lube in Walmart. It's tires made easy.
Hi, I'm Pete the Plumber, always delivering great plumbing service 24-7 in this fantastic city of ours. Now's the time to get your furnace checked, because we know old man winter's around the corner. Be prepared, because he's not stopping. Remember last winter and all the snow? We now have Pete the Electrician for all your residential electrical service needs. Give us a call. We'll be there for you.
Are you into swapping?
Thought so.
The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Cam Clark Ford today and swap your ride.
See paper for details.
Plus, exclusive to Cam Clark Ford, lease a 2014 F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for just $399 per month.
Calgary's best deals are at Cam Clark Ford in Airdrie,
your number one Ford retail dealer in Western Canada. 3 locations to choose from, Airdrie, Olds, and Red Deer. Or visit camclarkford.com.
Part of Canada's most extensive sports network, TV, online, magazine, and radio. Proud to serve Calgary and Southern Alberta. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Real good skater. He handles the puck really well. He can pass it up the ice. He can skate it up. He's got ice to take. He can beat the first forechecker.
Talking hockey in the afternoon, the Big Show with Rob Kerr and Pat Steinberg is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames director of scouting Todd Button from June 21st, 2008. NHL draft was held in Ottawa. Calgary Flames, with their second fourth-round pick, took TJ Brody from the Saginaw Spirit of the Ontario Hockey League, 114th overall. I was going to get into... at some point, maybe not today, but tomorrow we'll get into this. You go back and look at that 08 draft and see where he sits. But you have something you want to jump in.
Well, you know what? It's actually perfect. I wanted to read this text regardless, but that is a perfect lead-in to it, and here's why.
Good thing we're organized.
We didn't mean to, but look at that. This text comes in from Ross Creek Nation. It says, thank you, Daryl, for TJ Brody and Mark Giordano and Michael Backlund. In a lot of ways, Daryl did lay the foundation after all. And it's interesting because Daryl Sutter gets a ton of criticism for the end of his tenure here in Calgary. And rightfully so. Gets a lot of criticism for some of his first-round picks. Matt Pellick and Greg Nemish and Chris Chukwu did not work out very well. But yet, take a look at three of the core members of this team right now. They're all Daryl Sutter picks and or acquisitions. TJ Brody, fourth round pick in 2008. Michael Backlund, first round pick in 2007. And Mark Giordano, a guy that they signed coming out of junior out of his overage year in Owen Sound. And you take those things into consideration.
Do you win better than that?
And what else do you got?
Lance Boma, 78th overall in 2008. You look at the way Boma played last night. And again, if it wasn't for Brody getting signed today, we would have been spending a whole segment on Lance Boma, because I believe Lance Boma is coming into his own right now. And I think you have to have those kind of players. I mean, you have to have the skill guys. But you look at some teams that are struggling right now, and I don't need to throw out names, but Edmonton, where are the role players? I mean, is there a better example of... So, to Ross Creek Nation's point, yes, absolutely Daryl Sutter deserves credit. And Pat, you and I have had this conversation. I don't care what anybody says. Something changed. Something changed in 2007. The Flames drafting changed in 2007, and it collectively got better. You know, you can make a case about 2009. I think he doesn't ask to be traded. I think Tim Erickson's in the lineup with the Calgary Flames, don't you?
Well, I mean, he's playing minutes in Columbus. He's right on their top six right now. So, and maybe that doesn't happen if Murray's healthy, but right now he's playing regular NHL minutes.
But on this team...
He probably isn't.
Probably,
NHL,
right?
Yeah.
You know, Yoni Ortio comes out of that draft as well. Then you get into 2010, and, you know, you've got Billy Arnold and Reinhardt in the system. You know, John Ramage is in the system and things like that. Then you're into the Jay Feaster group.
2011 was Jay Feaster's first draft.
So you get Goudreau and Granlund and Wotherspoon and the likes Berchi. And Berchi. So to that point, don't you think? Absolutely. All, you know, there's three general managers with their fingerprints on this club, but Daryl does get, and rightfully so, you know, because I think if we're going to have an honest conversation about this, Pat, and I'm the first guy to admit I was big fans of both of these guys, and I thought both of those guys at the time were going to play, and that's Greg Nemish and Mitch Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those guys were drafted ahead of Brody and Boma that year. Nick Larson was drafted ahead of TJ Brody. The Flames had 2 fourth-round picks. They took Larson with the first one. And I was thinking about this coming in today. Don't you think there's an element of, you know, at some point, somebody's going to say, geez, you know, my team should have taken TJ Brody as a fourth-round pick. The old Shea Weber. Right? Oh, why did they miss on Shea Weber? Well, hold on now. The team that drafted him passed on him twice.
Twice.
It's the same thing as, I love these stories about, wow, look at how good at drafting Detroit is. Look what they took in the seventh round. Yeah, because they passed on him.
It's the argument, it's one of the more annoying arguments that you hear is, oh, they're so good at this, and they got Datsyuk and Zetterberg. It's the same thing with the 49ers, Joe Montana in the 19th.
Yeah.
If they knew that they were going to turn into these guys, Datsyuk would have gone first overall.
Yes.
And Shea Weber would have gone first overall. Lidstrom.
Patrick Zetterberg. Hornquist wouldn't have been the last player drafted that
year. Exactly. There's always an element of luck that goes along with it. There just is. Now, development plays a part. I don't know. I don't know if Datsyuk gets drafted in the seventh round by, I don't know, the Florida Panthers or another team who maybe hasn't had the same type of track record as the Red Wings are developing. Maybe Datsyuk doesn't turn into that same type of player because the development path isn't the same. Development plays into it. But there is a vast deal of luck that plays into it, too. If you're going to get Datsyuk in the seventh round and he turns into one of the best players of the generation, you got lucky, too. It is a lot of luck.
Let me ask you this. What constitutes a good draft? Overall, what constitutes a good draft?
I think if you can get two NHLers out of it, you're probably happy.
So is 2008 a good draft for the Calgary Flames?
2008?
Yeah.
So who was that in 2008? Brody and
Boma?
Yeah, then that probably...
That's a good draft.
Now, your
it?
First round pick, not good. Greg Nemish is not a full-time NHLer. But that draft, you can look back and say, yeah, that's all right.
But I'm here to tell you, nobody's looking at the Los Angeles Kings cock-eyed going, oh, 2008, whew. You kidding me? Okay, sure, they got Drew Doughty. But then later on in the first round, you know, they took Colton Tubert. You know who was drafted two picks later behind Colton Tubert? A defenseman named Erik Karlsson, right? It's the draft by its nature is a crapshoot. So to me, the Calgary Flames had a good 08 draft, but they misfired. You know, if Darryl was better with first-round picks, if you want, or better if he kept second-round picks. Remember,
right?
The fact that the Flames had a second-round pick in the 08 draft was unusual.
It
was
never not happened the norm, with Darryl, yeah. Right?
And it wasn't their own second-round pick. So, it's funny that it worked out that way because I go back to that 08 draft, and TJ Brody is a steal. An absolute steal.
And every draft, Joe Pavelski, and it goes on and on and on. Every draft, there's a guy that you get that gets taken in the later rounds that you just get lucky on. And yes, good scouting is absolutely a part of it, and scouting staffs deserve credit. But I bet if you go and talk to Todd Button right now, and we're saying, Todd, did you think he was going to turn into a core member of this team when you drafted him in the fourth round? I don't even think he would say yes.
Can I make your case for development?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Okay, that same draft in the sixth round, 156th overall, the New York Islanders took Jared Spurgeon out of Spokane. Guess what? They never signed him. He signed with the Minnesota Wild and has played 233 NHL games. So it's exactly what you're talking about, Pat. You can talk all you want. Yeah, you got him, but now what are you going to do with him? And I think the one, you know, and that might be the thing that moves things along quicker in Calgary and in some other places, is that whole idea of spending money on development. Hiring a full-time goalie coach in the American Hockey League, that is probably the difference between a guy middling around, shuffling around, and a guy, you know, that's actually on a fast track. Yoni Orteil looks like he's going to be the guy. That's probably because Jordan Sigalette was there every day. And now the Flames have a goalie coach. Same thing with the strength and conditioning coach. How many development coaches? The Flames now have two development coaches, right? You know, they have put money into staff in the last couple of general managers. And I think, to your point, I think that's going to pay. And, you know, say what you will, TJ Brody played the three games and he went back to the American Hockey League. And clearly Troy Ward, clearly Jim Playfair, both of those guys had an impact on his career.
Well, and remember, I mean, the only reason Brody plays American League hockey after the 2010-2011 season, no, the 2011-2012 season, is because of a lockout.
Yes,
I mean,
he's
probably a full-time player,
right?
Because when Babchuk went down in November of 2011, Brody really hasn't looked back, and he's gone from being a full-time NHL defenseman to a top-four NHL defenseman to now a legitimate top-pairing NHL defenseman, worthy of the deal that he signed today. More than worthy of the deal he signed today.
TJ Brody to join us at the top of the hour. Just a quick thought, Pat, and I we want to make some time for this coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, but the Flames come off the road 4-2. Really liked what I heard last night from Bob Hartley. Don't give us flowers. It's early in the season. Really liked what I heard from you did not hear an ecstatic general manager. I don't think Brad Treliving was telling tales out of school. The difference between this team going 4-2 on the road trip, you know, or being 4-3 right now and 2-5, quite honestly, is goaltending. It starts and it stops with the goalies. They got 2 points out of Chicago because of Jonas Hiller. I think, in fairness, they probably got 2 points out of Nashville because of a strong third period from Kai Rammel. And last night, again, there is something with this team, and it starts. Its first periods are absolutely horrid for the most part. And if it wasn't for another strong period from Jonas Hiller, the Jets probably bury them early.
And remember, he had to make a couple of big stops early in the second period as well.
True.
Including diving across the goal
exactly.
line.
You're right.
Before Weidman tied it.
You're right.
Last year at this time, Flames in exactly the same spot. 8 points through seven games. They were 3-2-2 after a overtime end, or I don't remember exactly what it was, but an extra time loss to the San Jose Sharks on October 19th of last year.
Yep.
Through seven games, they were 3-2-2. Here they are 4-3. So a game above 500. They would go to 4-2-2 in game 8 of the season exactly 1 year ago last year. But remember, it is the start of the season, and you have to take into account that it's a nice start, and the results have been good. But has the overall body of work been exactly where the Flames want it? Nowhere close. Has it been anywhere near where, you know, Flames fans should be happy about? Probably not. But there have been some positives, and they found ways to get the results. So you take them and feel good about them, but know that you have lots of improvement to do.
And I like that scenario. I like that situation. I've always preferred a team that has wins with room to improve. If you're playing perfect and you're winning, then I'm worried about you. But look, they're slow starts, they're possessions. You know, boy, I watched that even, you know, you go back to that Columbus game. Winnipeg very easily could have turned into the Columbus game. They got behind early, no fault of the goaltender. They just cannot keep coming out of the gate that way. Having said that, with a six-game road trip in your rearview mirror and considering the caliber of the opponents you went out to see and the number of teams that were looking at you as the easy lunch, it's a pretty good situation to be in. And there's lots and lots and lots of positives. Quickly, I know it remains a very contentious issue. Tell me a little bit about the Johnny Gaudreau story on overtime this weekend. What were you hearing from fans?
I mean, basically, the scratch on Friday, I think a lot of people were angry about it. But my point was, don't worry. It's a management thing. And I think that everybody who said don't panic turned out to be right. It was a management thing.
So you don't think he's going to the American Hockey League?
I don't think that he's going to the American Hockey League. I don't know where that came from. I think that he is here for the time being, and that was always going to be the plan. He came back, had a good game, but I don't think Gaudreau was night and day better yesterday than he was prior. I think that he got a puck in space, made a nice play, and he scored. And I think that there are a couple of things that happened yesterday that he was doing before, and he was able to just have success with today. And I believe we have a guest on the line that we should probably get to, because I think the man of the hour is about to join us on the program.
Right? I think for so many reasons, this has got to be one of those great, great days. You go back to June 21st to 2008 when the Calgary Flames selected our next guest in the fourth round. That was probably a pretty special day. But TJ Brody of the Calgary Flames joins us. And TJ, I would imagine a day like this today, a new contract, and you find yourself tied for the league lead in defenseman scoring. This has got to be a special day too, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty exciting, and you know, I'm happy.
Is this a long process for you, TJ? Is this something you stressed about? How would you describe arriving at the decision to sign for a 5-year term with Calgary beyond this year?
No, I didn't really. I tried not to think about it. You know, that's what the agents are there for, and you know, I trusted them, and you know, whatever they thought was best for us was you know, what I agreed with. So you know, I just tried to play and you know, not really worry about what was going on off the ice.
I know you were talking to the media earlier today, and a lot of people have been asking the question about the decision to kind of hitch your wagon to Calgary. No hesitation to stay with this organization?
No, you know, I like the group of guys that are on the team, and the city and the fans are great, and it's just you know, it's a good opportunity for me here, and I hope that. That we can win.
And clearly you buy into the direction the team's going. I mean, you're a huge part of it, but you know, obviously, if you're going to sign pen to paper and put your name on it, you must believe where this thing's going.
Yeah, it's a fun team to play with. You know, it's a hardworking group of guys, and no one ever gives up, no matter what the score is or what the situation is. And you know, that's a hard thing to find, to find guys that are willing to put their bodies on the line and block shots and do whatever it takes to win.
In conversation with TJ Brody of the Flames, a new 5-year extension for him today. Take us back to kind of that fall of 2010 when you had the Young Stars Classic and everybody started talking about you, and then you stayed late in that training camp and made your NHL debut later. Looking back on that now, do you feel you were ready for the NHL then, or was that the right call for you to go back to the American Hockey League?
No, I don't think I was ready back then. You know, I think, going back down gave me a chance it gave me a chance to play, which was, you know, always important. And just to work on the defensive side of the game. You know, I learned a lot and the time I spent down there. And, you know, it's mostly the little things like having a good stick and keeping body position and that type of thing. But without all that, I don't know if I'd be here today.
And then the next year, so you played most of that year in the American Hockey League, and you started the next year in the AHL. Knowing that you'd already played some time at the NHL level, was there at any point where you discouraged or kind of frustrated that were you getting that shot, or did you have to kind of remain patient?
It's one of those things that's out of your control. All you can control is how you play, and I hope that the opportunity comes to get a chance to prove yourself, and luckily for me it did, and that's one of those things where you can't really let it affect how you're playing or overthink about it, because the more you do, then the worse you play and the more it affects you.
When was the first time that you thought that the National Hockey League might be for you? When was the first time that you thought you could be a full-time NHLer?
I guess maybe the first time was, signing my last contract, as a one-way. Even then, at any time, someone can come in and take your job or you can lose a spot to someone else. And it's one of those things where you have to show up every day.